www.thebrightside.com.
Shades. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America, tonight. Got some bad news for all of you who are waiting with bated breath to find out about the Powerball jackpot. You got a bunch of tickets. You think you might be a winner? Wrong, unless you're listening to me in those two places or you bought a ticket there. The numbers, the winning numbers, 523, 16, 22, 29, and the Powerball number was 6. Now, you could have had one of the smaller prizes that could be claimed, but the two big tickets were sold in those states. It was lotto fever big time. Unbelievable how many people ran out to buy lottery tickets. It's the buzz in your backyard, my backyard, and their backyard. Frankly, lots of conversations about, would you be happy if you won a lot of money? What would you have to do if you won the money? Geez, are we getting hoodwinked by the lottery because the chances of winning aren't that great? I say boo-hoo to that. What is life if not to take a chance on some things here or there? If it makes you smile or talk about it for a few hours, as long as you are not dumping your savings and your paychecks into the lottery, and it's a little bit here and there, who cares? It made for some interesting conversation, and, you know, somebody has to win, and somebody obviously did that in those two places. What I think is fascinating is that the tickets were selling at an average of $130,000 a minute across the United States, and this is hours before the drawing. So if you were trying to figure that out, and let's even give you the quantitative numbers for this, right? That equals to players buying 7.8 million tickets an hour, spending 15.6 million an hour for a chance at the jackpot. So it was six times the rate of the week before. Woo! 90% of the tickets sold were quick picks. So the computer picks it. Quick picks. And there's all these theories about quick picks and why you need to play regular numbers. And we've had Richard Lustig on the show, who won the lottery seven times. And he says that. He says you have to play the same numbers and you have to look for patterns in numbers and all that sort of stuff. And remember, Mega Millions got pretty high at one point, and there was a big craze over Mega Millions that went up to $656 million in March, and that was the largest lottery jackpot in the history, in their history. So here we saw strong sales again for Powerball. I guess the good news is with the money going up that high, some of that gets dumped, depending on the state, gets dumped into education, gets dumped into things to help older people. And that can't be half bad, huh? You can look at it as a donation to your state. You're helping somebody with that money that you spent on a few lottery tickets. So I say, so what? That's what I say. All right, speaking of money, if I had hit that number, I might have helped some of my pals in New Jersey, because You know, the whole Sandy thing has been such a nightmare. And at this point, New Jersey and New York combined, they're saying they really need $80 billion in aid. And good luck with the $80 billion in aid, because where are we getting the money? But here is what Bloomberg had to say about it, had to say about Sandy, and that it's not a partisan thing, and it's the importance is trying to help. And then Chuck Schumer, who was pushing for more money, realizing that they need a big wad of cash, he's doing whatever he can to get the message across in Washington. Maybe not. Schumer and Bloomberg were gagged behind the scenes. So I think they're popping up now. We're going to let them speak. Here they go.
We want the first to be as large as it can be, as large as the damage we know we already have. And that number will grow.
Our reception was very good. Everyone I met with understands the severity of the damage and the importance of helping. America's come to New York's assistance before, and I think New York has an admirable record in trying to come to assistance of other people around this country. We're all Americans. This is not a partisan thing.
We'll see. Danny in Mississippi, you have the floor. Hello. Hey, Danny.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind, man?
Hey, I want to talk to you about North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you were talking to this guy a little while ago. I don't know what his name was, but he played at SMU.
Yes, he played for SMU during the when they got the death penalty.
Yeah, the death penalty. He played with Eric Dickerson, right?
Yes, yes, and Craig James.
Well, I'm a big fan of Eric Dickerson.
Mm-hmm.
He played with Rams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but anyway, I want to talk to you about, do you know about this? And I'm going to ask you the question. North Carolina got a high school team, football. They're 13-0. You hear me?
I'm listening to you. Yeah?
They're 13-0.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a special needs player that transferred from one school to the other school. To the school there in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to know one thing. If we got a special needs player that don't know how to play football, and not really a starter, and you're going to forfeit them, and the state is going to take them to court and forfeit them 10 games. 10 games.
Mm-hmm.
And knock them out of the playoff for the defending champion.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that?
Well, you know what? They had a similar problem in Texas. They have crazy rules about transferring and hand-picking players to move them to different districts. And so this is a similar thing that we're talking about here. And I'll tell you what, for the rest of the people on that team, it's a rip-off, the other kids that are on the team. But what about, here's the other side of that coin, what about for everybody else that's in the district that's playing and you have somebody pulled in and they can transfer that way and they're not playing by the rules of what the particular high school athletic divisions, whatever it's called in North Carolina, because they're different every place, what the rules are. You know, they're bending the rules there. That's the problem. Nail the Score is next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 28, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1735.60. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1778.47, $889.24 for a half ounce, or $444.62 for a quarter ounce. That's $1778.47, $889.24, and $444.62.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
For the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
It's a big week in the NFL because we're getting down to the nitty-gritty. Not a lot of games left. I can't believe it. It seems like we just started doing this. So, Nail the Score. Who knows what game it will be? There's some pretty good ones on the board, including Minnesota and Green Bay. I'd be curious over what happens with Houston and Tennessee. So unpredictable Tennessee is, anyway. New England and Miami. I think New England will wipe up Miami. And Arizona and the Jets. The Jets are now selling tickets to home games. You can actually get them on StubHub for $18 or a little bit more than that, which is incredible. You couldn't touch Jets tickets in the past. When I covered the Jets, forget about it. You definitely had to know somebody to get a good seat. But that's not the case anymore. People are frustrated with them. Philly and Dallas, they're playing a game that's always exciting. That's on Sunday night. Philly's awful, but Dallas isn't much better. They're still in the hunt, though. Dallas isn't completely out of it, unlike Philadelphia. And then this could be the final game for Andy Reid. If they get blown out by Dallas, who knows? He could be gone. That wouldn't be shocking. And who knows what happens on Monday night between New York and Washington. And then you've got a game like Pittsburgh and Baltimore mixed in there. So anyway, without further ado, we have our supercomputer, Matt, who's disgruntled because he thought he was going to win the lottery. He lost it, and he spent a bunch of money on it. So he's going to be hanging around the studios for a while to make up for that money that he lost. Let it rip. Let's see what the supercomputer says. Of course, the Vikings and the Packers. So the Vikings at 6-5, taking on the Packers 7-4. Big game. A lot of people that root for the Vikings hate cheeseheads and vice versa. Green Bay's five-game win streak blew up last week with a 38-10 road loss to the Giants. It was the worst pounding they had taken since, I want to say, back in 2007. I think I read a stat on that when they, and I remember that game, too, when they got pounded by Chicago. So Green Bay dropped one game behind the Bears, who lead the NFC North, but they still hold the first wild card spot. Then you look at, you know, you look at the Vikings, and the Vikings fans, couldn't be more thrilled with the way the season started. But the Vikings are tied with Seattle and Tampa Bay for the final NFC wild card spot. They've lost to each team, so they would need to finish with a better record than both to make the playoffs. So the Vikings could get a nice kick in the help department if Percy Harvin returns after missing a couple of games with an ankle injury. Because if you look, if you play fantasy football and you look up the numbers, because it's all about the numbers, especially in fantasy football, he's one of the top guys. He's got like 62 receptions, and that would be huge to have him back in the lineup. This is going to be a very tough one to call, I think. This is tough. This is a tough one to pick. It's an early afternoon game. You know what? I'm going to say, because I would have picked the Vikings, but because the Packers just lost, I'm going to say the Packers, and I think the Packers win this. I think the final score is going to be 28-24, because I think it's going to be close, nevertheless. Matt, I just know there is no way you're picking the Cheeseheads no matter what.
I think that would be impossible to do. And this is the bad part for the Vikings, is this is the second week in a row we faced a division opponent that has been just absolutely creamed the game before. Last week was the Bears, who got embarrassed on national TV by the 49ers. This week it's the Packers. So I'm going to take the Vikings, but I think it'll be pretty close. It'll be 30-24 Vikings. Not a lot of defense in this game, I don't think, and Vikings will win. Two field goals.
Whew, 30-24. Okay, so that was smart. At least you said it was going to be close. Now, when it's the home team, it's hard to go against them, and Matt's a lifelong Vikings fan. And there's a rabid hater of the Packers, so he's not going to pick the Packers in that one. I think it's close. I definitely think it's close. So far we both have close scores. You can call us at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, or flip me an email at americatonight.net. Either way, it counts, it works, and it's all good, my friends. All good. None of us won the lottery, so maybe you'll win a consolation prize by nailing the score. You can only hope, right? Rick in Illinois, who is the second cousin to Sarah Palin, I believe, joins us. Hey, Rick.
Hello.
Hello.
Just Sarah Palin time.
I'm going to tell your cousin on you. Well, who do you think wins this game, the Vikings or the Packers?
I'll have to apologize to Sarah.
You will.
I see they took that idiotic moronic Laura Ingram off the radio. She's boring.
She's boring.
So I put Palin above her.
All right, so what do you think?
Let's see. Vikings, 24. Green Bay, 13.
Woo! Okay, so Vikings. Matt likes you. You're just saddling up to Matt. I know you, Rick. All right, let's go on to our next victim, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Danny's a football man. We were just talking about that crazy high school thing. Hey, Danny, what do you think? Who wins this one, the Vikings or Green Bay?
Hey, Kate.
Uh-huh.
Who wins
Oh, you got us playing in the background. You got to turn the radio down. Oh,
okay.
Who do you like? That's okay. Who do you like?
You know I'm going with them Packers, but I'm a Bear fan.
Well, the Bears are in a good position.
I'm a Bear fan.
Yeah.
I know the Packers are going to win this one 31-13.
Woo, 31-13. Danny, you know, when you call in, you're going to have to sit on hold a little bit longer because Matt's not going to like that. But we got you locked and loaded, brother. Packers 31-13. Dan in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Katie.
Hello.
I think 27-24 Packers win. And I'm sorry, Matt, I love you too, but, you know, it's my team, the Cheeseheads.
You are a Cheesehead fan, absolutely. And you've been happy the last couple of years because you've had a lot to root for with Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, I think if they just had some people that could stand up from the defenses, I mean, they're missing so many good defensive players that, you know, they're hurting real bad.
Yeah. Have you ever...
Yeah, I'm going to go with them 27-24.
27-24. Okay, Dan, we got you in the books. Thank you. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. If you just tuned in, we are playing our little fun game called Nail the Score. You don't have to know anything about football. Just pick a side, the Vikings or the Packers, and what do you think the score is going to be? Perfect way to lick your wounds from not winning the lottery when you were so convinced because you bought the book The Secret. If you just think it'll happen, you thought you were going to win the lottery, but 5, 23, 16, 22, 29, and 6 is the Powerball number, eluded you, unless you happen to be the person in Arizona or Missouri who has the winning ticket. And it could be a group of people or it could just be individuals, but there's been two tickets that popped up on the radar, so two people are very, very happy. If they stayed up and watched, they're probably hysterical. And they probably fell to their knees and fell on the floor, which is, I think, a natural reaction to winning a staggering amount of money that you have a better chance of getting hit by lightning than winning the lottery. So it would be astounding to do so, wouldn't it? All right, we're doing this NFL thing, like I said, so you can blow up the numbers, 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. The game, the Vikings and the Packers. 1 o'clock kick, East Coast time at Lambeau Field. Who's going to do it? Ponder, Rogers, Harvin, Cobb? I don't know. Could be a good game. Think it will be a good game, in fact. Probably high numbers for Fox. Hang with us.
I look at the information, have a high degree.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey neighbors, meetings are an essential part of any business. You know, making presentations to clients, collaborating with your colleagues. Well, make them as simple as possible to run and organize. Use GoToMeeting by Citrix, the easiest, most reliable online meeting service. With GoToMeeting, you can schedule an online meeting in seconds. Attendees can join with just a click from anywhere. Meeting materials are viewed on everyone's screen, making collaboration seamless. GoToMeeting is so easy to use for you and everyone joining your meeting. Plus, with GoToMeeting, hold as many meetings as you can for one flat rate. You have phone conferencing and voice over IP are included. You know, my listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days, a month of unlimited online meetings free. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code PODCAST.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Rights, baby. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. So the game of the week that the supercomputer chose, the Vikings and the Packers. It's being played at Lambeau Field. Who do you think wins this one, and what do you think the final score will be? If you can't jam on the numbers, then send me an email. By the top of the hour, it expires, though, so you've got to hit it to us by the top of the hour, to be fair, at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. And otherwise, you got to jingle us at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Quick story that I happen to read coming out of Chicago. They're talking about players in the NFL who take Viagra because it's performance enhancing.
It's crazy.
That's what I think, too. That'd be kind of crazy and kind of obvious. I'm just saying, I think it might be a little bit obvious. But one of the Bears' wide receivers, Brandon Marshall, felt like it gave players who were taking Viagra an edge on the field. The thing that actually Marshall was asked about when a reporter was talking to him was Adderall, which is being blamed for a lot of the suspensions in the NFL. And he said that he didn't know too much about Adderall, but just that it's such a competitive league that guys are going to try whatever they have to get the edge. And he's saying that he plays clean. He doesn't do any of that, but that he's heard of people using Viagra seriously because the blood is supposedly thin or some other crazy thing like that with the chemicals, that that helps them and gives them a jolt when they're on the field. So it's like, what? Are you kidding me? And the Adderall thing, I've heard that, I have heard that too. So they'll just have to ban some more substances. They'll have to just go through more things that could be, that'll be banned if, if the players are going to try to take whatever edge they can. Although you could say there's other things that players do that they feel give them an edge, which can range from massive cups of coffee because of the caffeine rush to who knows what. 5-hour energy? Hopefully not. You know, once you go on that field, and some of you have played football, but when you go on the field, a professional field, and you're down there on the sidelines, and you see what goes on, and you hear the smashing, it's like freight trains smashing against each other off the line. Boy, I have a whole different view after I did that. I've covered football for a decade, and when I saw some of the things that happened and the injuries, well, I was like, hey, power to the players. They should get as much money as they can. And you realize that this is a game that is like a gladiator sport. And as much as Europeans want to make fun of Americans for how we play football, I'm sorry, I'm going to disagree after what I saw. And I think that the players, of course, are going to look for edges if somebody tells them that, and it's not a banned substance. If it's not a banned substance, then they're going to take it, and then it's up to the league as to what's going to be banned and what's not going to be banned and what actually does give someone some kind of an edge, let's say, some kind of an edge, because they are trying to do that. That's the lifting weights, that's the reps, that's all the other things that they're trying to do. And then it's just a question of what is right and what is wrong. One thing that's right is that you definitely have a chance to jump in on the action here for Nail the Score. Where are you? I know you're out there. Do not wait till the last second, because that's what happens. People call in, and then you miss out on nailing the score. The game of the week is Minnesota and Green Bay. I'm going to flip out the numbers, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. And this is at Lambeau Field, you know, clear field. The weather's obviously not a factor for these two teams, at least this week. And it's a question of probably protection. It's a question of position as we get closer toward the playoffs. The Packers, after coming off a huge loss, could have a little bit of that psychological edge anyway, and they're a game behind the Bears in the NFC North, which I mentioned before. So you think about wild card, you think about a lot of things, and actually maybe the players don't so much. The better players are just focusing on what's happening on the field, and then they can worry about the other stuff later, because there's too much happening with all the plays that are called and being focused and trying to stay away from the penalties and all that sort of thing, that they can't be having their mind clogged up with watching a scoreboard or trying to figure out, you know, if some team won or if some team lost, because especially on these bigger scoreboards, they flash the scores And that can be distracting because fans will cheer, and you know they should. They're looking at what's happening with other teams because of their team, but the players can't afford to do that because of just having to focus on what's in front of them and not focusing on 10 other things that are happening at the same time. And to see, you know, a score, see how close it is. I used to think that about golf. If you ever went to any PGA Tour event or LPGA or whatever event, if you were out there and you noticed, you'd hear cheers from other greens, especially in the last day, and I would see some scoreboard watching. Some of the players would do that, and I often wondered if that was a psych thing that would kind of psych them out. And I think with the NFL, it might psych them out a little bit. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. If you just tuned into America Tonight, you're like, whoa, you're not talking about the physical cliff? You're not giving me the lottery numbers? What are you doing? Well, we're doing the nail the score thing. We normally do it at this time each and every week. So it's nothing new. You know, this isn't something we haven't done. We do it throughout the football season. Occasionally we have to change the time because of a holiday, but we're safe here. And this is just good old-fashioned nail on the score. You don't have to know anything about football. You call in, you can pick my score, you can pick Matt's score. My score is Packers 28-24, Matt's score is 30-24. Or you can come up with your own score. It doesn't matter. Just tell us, pick a team, and tell us the final score. You'd be surprised at beginner's luck what could happen, and maybe that's going to be the story. Somebody ends up winning it who's never played before. The NFL is all about rumors. It's worth stuffing in a few here. John Gruden is the hot guy, the hot commodity that a lot of teams, frustrated with their coaches now, are eyeballing him, realizing, I mean, this guy's a master of tape. He knows all the players because he's so voracious about ranking players, looking at tape, all that kind of stuff. And he's wanted to get back in the NFL. You can imagine that people are pursuing him or will be pursuing him. And rumors swirled that he might get an offer for an NFL job. Even the Dallas Cowboys came up a couple of times, which I can't imagine right now that Garrett's out for him, but, you know, who knows? It's a good rumor that's floating that he may end up there, and because of certain ties. So the color analyst Gruden could, in the meantime, have an ownership stake in the Browns as part of a deal that would have him be the next guy, the next coach of the Tennessee Volunteers. But they say it's definitely not true that the Browns have no involvement in the University of Tennessee's head coaching search. So that is false.
I think there's no way that this happens. And if anything, it's leverage for John Gruden to get a job somewhere else. There's no way he will take that job at Tennessee.
No. It'd be a terrible job.
One, he wants to coach in the NFL. And two, Tennessee is not a great football program right now. And he's not going to want to sit there and build something up, especially in the SEC, going up against Alabama, Georgia, LSU all the time.
Yeah, no way. Alabama, good luck with Alabama. David has those cats ready to roll every single time they hit the field, so I agree. He wants an NFL job. That's what he wants, definitely.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now?
Hey, we're nailing the score here on America Tonight. You can take a shot at this. You don't have to be a genius. It's just about picking a side, the Packers or the Vikings, and telling us what you think the score will be. You can steal my score since I'm not eligible to win. I have the Packers 28-24. Or you can steal Matt's. He's got the Vikings 30-24. Here's one from Jessup. You can send us your scoring guess, too, just until the top of the hour at americatonight.net. Jessup says, yo, yo, Kate, I'm on your side. I think the Packers win this. Sorry, Mr. Matt, you're all wet on this one. I think the final score will be 38-28, Packers. All right, 38-28.
What, are you kidding me?
Jake in Austin also likes the Packers, and Jake says, I think there's going to be a lot of defense in this game. I think it's going to be close, but I got to go with the home team, the Lambeau Field crazy crowd. Final score, 17 20-14, Packers over the Vikings.
Idiot! It's simple!
Yeah, that's, I'll tell you what, if that's the score, strike up the band for the defense, because then the defense is doing pretty darn good. And maybe that'll happen. Yep, could happen for sure. Got another one, Michael in Vermont. Yokate, I was going to try to jump on the phone. Sorry, couldn't get to it. But quickly, here's my guess. I'm going with Matt. Sorry. Usually I would side with you, but I think the Vikings will surprise some people. What a huge win that would be on the road. The final score is going to be 28-17. Vikings. What? 28-17. All right, let me pump out those numbers. If you're half blind, you got to go grab your glasses. Sometimes that happens to me. I swear I had X-ray vision. I could see for miles. It was ridiculous. I had insane eyesight. And then all of a sudden, poof. You know where that hit that moment where it just starts to get tweaked? Oh, brutal. So if you're reaching for your glasses, I can sympathize. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. RC in Illinois. Hey, RC.
Hello, my dear. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
This is a lock. Packers are going to win 34-17.
Ooh, 34-17, the pack.
And Chucky needs to go to Philly.
Oh, Philly needs him, too. They need to dump Andy Reid because it's not working.
He's done deal. Stick a fork in that poor guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he did a good job for them for a while, but they need a change of scenery.
Well, he had a lot of personal problems and issues and stuff like that. And so I think the team just lost confidence in the leadership. And I don't know why. You have assistant coaches for a reason, and I do believe that some of them didn't step up very well either. So,
That's a good point. The assistant coaches, they have to step up in those situations, RC, that you're talking about, because Andy Reid had two sons with serious drug problems. One of them, unfortunately, died. That's terrible.
And yeah. he's a good coach. He lost control of the situation.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you.
So, like I said, it's other people around you because you hire them.
Yeah.
They got to bridge you up.
Yep. And that's the key. That's the key is delegating, too. Delegating when you need to delegate somebody to step in for you. Sometimes coaches have a hard time with that. Sometimes general managers have a hard time with that. Sometimes owners have a hard time. That's part of the problems that the Cowboys face with Jerry Jones. He likes the media. He's easy to talk to. He's easy going with the players. But he wants to call all the shots all the time. And that makes the coaches uncomfortable. Izzy in Missouri, did you have that winning lottery ticket?
Of course not. I didn't even get one number.
Most people didn't. Don't feel bad.
I just, you know, it's just a crapshoot. That's all it is.
It is. It is.
Anyway, I'm going to take Matt's score because I can't stand the Packers.
Vikings.
I don't even watch football.
I love it. So you're taking his score. All right.
If that's okay.
It is okay.
Okay. Oh, well, thank you, man.
All right, thank you. He likes it. So you're just trying to get on his good side some more, Izzy. And what was Matt's score,
31-24?
30-24. 30-24, that's right, 30-24. All right, so we'll
also
see.
Also known as the correct score.
Yeah.
Or Izzy's winning score, however you want to phrase that.
You wish, the winning score. All right, Keith is listening to us in Iowa. Yo, Keith, how are you?
Good. How are you this morning?
I'm great. What do you think? What's going to happen here?
I'm going to choose the Vikings, 29.
Put your email address in the bar.
All right, so 29.
And 24.
29-24, Vikings, 29-24. All right, Keith, you are locked and loaded, as we say, very close to mine, 28-24. So we got a bunch of Vikings, we got a few Packers mixed in, And if you want to try to jump in on the action, you got to do it now. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Got a couple more. A lot of people seem to be, this time around anyway, sending in email guesses. This one from Tomcat. 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 Wasn't that the nickname for, what's his name, Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes when they were together? But anyway, Tomcat says, "Hello, stranger. I've been listening. I haven't had a chance to call. Promise I will. For this time, though, I'm going to give you a guess of the Packers, and I think the Packers win this game. The final score is going to be 21-7. 21-7. The Vikings are never going to have a chance. All right, 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. I think they'll have a chance. I think this will be close, but, you know, it's such a trite saying, and sports has a lot of cliches on any given Sunday. They even titled a movie on any given Sunday, but it is true. Look at what happened the week before. Look at the fates and fortunes of some of these teams. It's like when you talk to a coach and they say, they don't like to say it, but it's true. They have to deal with injuries, and they'll talk about, well, we lost so-and-so, da-da-da-da-da, and they'll point to the injuries as being problematic and the reason why one part of the line fell down or they had to move players around and the score was lopsided. But they don't like to do that because they don't want to take the win away from the team that beat them and sound like sour grapes. Well, if we only had this player, it would have been different. The outcome would have been so different if we had had them. And I understand that because it's a delicate balance and they all end up working with each other or for each other or whatever. As they get rotated into different systems, meaning I'm a head coach one day, and then I'm the offensive coach in another place after I lose that head coaching gig, or a defensive specialist. That's what I'm in charge of. Here's another one from the great Ruth, who says, I asked my boyfriend, I heard you talking about nailing the score, so I want to try. I like the Packers, and I think the final score is going to be 42-28. Ooh, 42-28. That means, what, some last-minute points get put up on the board? Perhaps. So Packers, Packers, Packers. I went into Packer territory once at Lambeau Field, and it was pretty cool at Lambeau Field. Dan in Texas can appreciate that. They and since the people own a piece of the team, it makes an interesting atmosphere, I gotta say. It was fun. It was fun to go there. All right, our last one, we're gonna try to squeeze him in. Pete, we're up against it in Texas. Pete, what do you like in this one?
I hate to go against the Packers, but I'm gonna have to. I'm looking 28-19.
Woo! 28-19 Vikings. You're just trying to get in good with Matt, Pete. Good luck to everybody who tried to nail the score. We'll see if we have a winner this time around.
Francis! This got double check!
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.